on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning and welcome. And if you are joining us via our Facebook page, it's nice that you can be with us today. And welcome to the studio, Elson Gay from EG Financial Services. Elson, back again.
Hi, Mike.
Back for another chat.
Yes.
I did mention the word inflation. I wonder what people think about when they hear the word inflation.
It's a scary word.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I think, you know, I always like to use the phrase, things have gone up.
Things have gone up.
Yeah, in price.
Have things gone up? Interesting perception, isn't it? Like, do we think things have gone up? I'd love to know. Actually, let us know on the text line, 0429 985 985. Do you think things have gone up? Well, we might take a bit of a poll this morning. I'd love to know what people's thoughts are, whether they think things have gone up.
Yeah. I think you do hear that quite a fair bit in terms of people saying, oh, you know, the prices of goods, how the cost of living has gone up. They always use phrases like that. But essentially, they are referring to, you know, the word that you've just mentioned, inflation.
Is it perception, do you think? When we think about things that have gone up or we think maybe they haven't gone up, is it our perception?
No, I think it is because of the way that how they measure inflation. So basically, the Australian Bureau of Statistics would come up with a basket of goods that represents the average Australian household.
Okay.
And in that basket, there's a lot of things in the basket, right?
And
they would measure the changes in the price of those things in the basket every quarter, just to see if they've gone up or they've gone down.
So they're comparing apples with apples.
Correct.
So they are measuring the same goods in that basket year on year, month on quarter on quarter.
Well, there might be slight tweaks to the items in the basket due to the fact that, you know, we change as a society, and therefore there might be some small changes, but the items in the basket are all differently weighted. So, like for example, food and groceries will make up something like 17%. So it's a huge chunk. Whereas something like transport is very small, less than 1%.
So does that include things like rego?
No, a lot. Everything that you can think of, transport, education, insurance, motor vehicle expenses. So they're all in that basket. Now, that everyone's basket is different, but the average Australian household, that basket is somewhat fixed.
Okay.
And that tracks along. So we call that consumer price index. And so that's
CPI.
Correct. And that's where the inflation number is being reported. So that's where, okay, if it goes up, how many percent, then that's what the inflation rate would be.
Interesting. Love to know your thoughts. Do you think things have gone up? Let us know via the text line, 0429 985 985. We'll take a bit of a poll this morning. I'm curious to see what people think. And if you do text in today and join the conversation, you're in the draw to win the double pass today. Elson, we'll take a break. We'll come back on air, but we're going to continue this conversation via our Facebook page. We are live today on Facebook, so join us on Facebook. Back after this. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. My regular guest, Elson Goh from EG Financial Services in the studio. We are Facebook Live as well. So if you are near your phone, your device or your computer, jump onto our Facebook page and join the conversation. We're talking about inflation. And basically, are things really going up, Elson?
Well, if you look at the stats over the last 20 years, some things have really gone up. Education, utilities have all gone up quite a fair bit. And education has gone up more than 200%.
200%?
More than 200%. So it's really high. Wow. However, on the flip side, on the other end of the spectrum, some things have actually gone down. So things like audiovisual, things like computer products, clothing, furniture, these have all gone down.
Really?
If you think about audiovisual and you think about, say, for example, your computer mouse, you know, you can pick up one for fairly cheap.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So the prices of those things have gone down quite considerably. So depending on what's in your basket, your experience would be different. So when you look at the rate, say, for example, the rate says 3%, but what you have in your basket might be entirely different from the average. So if you are a retiree, education is not in your basket. So you will not have experienced that 200% increase in education.
Yeah, okay.
Conversely speaking, on the other side of the coin, if you don't have a certain, you're not a big consumer of technology, which has gone down over the years, then I suppose, again, you know, you might not feel like things have actually become cheaper.
So thinking about, I guess, that standard of living is going to look different depending on what space you're in.
Correct.
Whether you're a family with three or four kids and school fees,
yes,
and a whole bunch, your basket in that case is going to look completely different.
Yeah.
Is that challenging then to thinking about if everyone's basket looks quite different, is that a challenge then to keep wages in line with that kind of what that looks like from an inflation perspective?
No, but you can't, because you know your employer will not dive down into your family spending and determine what kind of wages they're going to pay you. But yeah, you do, yeah, see in when it's reported out in media, the single sector that is hit quite a fair bit would be your young families, because they are the ones with education costs, with a lot of housing costs.
True.
Renting,
mortgage,
buying new houses, yep, furniture purchase. So these are all big ticket items. And that's why you see when we talk about families struggling, it's most often the ones with, you know, a couple of kids, young families. They are the ones who will probably hit quite a fair bit.
And so if you're getting a wage increase based on CPI and your expenses are quite high, that's when it would be challenging.
Correct.
For a lot of people.
And your basket is maybe very different from the actual average basket. So if you've got a lot of kids and a lot of education costs, then you would have a slightly higher expenses than the average.
Okay. Ilson, we'll take a break. We're going to continue this conversation via our Facebook page as well. So join us on Facebook Live and we will be back on air back after this one. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. And we're taking a bit of a poll this morning. Love to know, do you think things have gone up just generally across the board? Text in 0429 985 985. Taking a bit of a poll. I reckon things have gone up, Ilson.
No, that's because the things in your basket have gone up.
And as you said earlier, everyone's basket is different. Just to finish off today, what can we do?
I think the first thing is to remain calm, because the Reserve Bank has always been trying to keep inflation under check. So it's not going to jump up like crazy. They're constantly looking at it, and they've got policies in place to ensure that we don't have this huge price increase over time. And like I said, the experience that we have might be different, but the overall expenditure that we are looking at will not surge because we have got the Reserve Bank keeping watch over it. Second one that I want to talk about is be flexible. I always tell this story because I've got a family. Their kids eat dragon fruit. And dragon fruit is this, you know, this funny looking fruit. It's red in color. Look, it does not look like a dragon.
Does it taste good?
It tastes pretty good, actually.
What color is that?
It's white. Sometimes can be
red. I have tasted it. Yeah.
And the kids have to eat dragon fruit.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because they love it?
Yeah, but so if dragon fruit prices goes up, if they still have to buy it, they have to buy it. Unless it's for health or diet reason, be flexible. You know, if you think back 2001, we had the cyclone Yasi in Queensland. Banana prices went up like crazy.
They did, yeah, that's right.
We love bananas, but at that point, it didn't affect us. We had something else.
So what you're saying is that even though you would love to continue buying those items, you look for an alternative.
Correct. You be flexible. So that's where I think a lot of people who are not flexible, they sometimes get stuck because we are so used to eating this, and even if the price have gone up, we're still going to buy it. Then you would feel the full brunt of the price changes in each item in your basket. Try to think about, if you can, things that would grow over time. So things like shares and property does grow over time. So that is a natural hedge against inflation, but you probably need to seek advice in those particular areas. Avoid things that do not produce any income.
Okay, for example?
Cryptocurrency.
Oh, we've hello. We've spoken about this a few times.
Yes. So these are items that are that do not provide a natural hedge against inflation. If prices go up, they've got a different, they go on a different cycle.
Okay.
So those are things that I think if you want to put money in, you know, it can go real down. There is no it's not going to tick up with inflation. But companies do that because as inflation goes up, they would earn more money. Property does that. As inflation goes up, again, the cost of land goes up. Therefore, you will get that. You will get that natural hedge.
Finally, before you go, what's the is there a relationship between inflation and the way current interest rates are? What dictates that? Is there any correlation there?
There will be some correlation because if inflation goes up quite a fair bit, then the only way to clamp it down is to increase interest rates.
Okay.
And that's the reason why, like I say, we've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Reserve Bank can increase interest rates to a very high level to ensure that we keep inflation in check.
Rightio. So while inflation is low,
yes,
we can be fairly comfortable that interest rates will also be along a similar sort of line.
Correct. But as inflation ticks up, that is where there's this pressure on the Reserve Bank to increase interest rates.
Elson, it's been good chatting with you today. Really appreciate you coming in.